The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence, the word and the act. While violence cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains sex. Violence devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet violence doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed, encased and contained within the supple skin of woman. The softness is there, the unmistakable smell of female. The surface, shiny and silken. The body yielding yet wanton. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they? One might be your secretary, your doctor's receptionist, or a dancer in a go-go club.
Welcome to Violence Seekers, the Word and the Act. This is Bob's Slacktime Funhouse number 99. I know you've picked a bad night to stumble onto my turf. I'm your hair trigger hostess, the Reverend Susie the Floozy, and ooh, I'm mean as a snake tonight. I'm spoiling for Rumble, the first pink boy who looks at me the wrong way.
Violence is her pastime. Pain is what they long for. Pleasure is what they receive. And it's all in hot blood. A motion picture that goes beyond anything you've ever seen in sex, degradation, and violence. In Hot Blood is a motion picture that is different. It is the story of the immoral life and a dangerous game. A story that is as raw and ugly as murder. The password in this sick world is fun and sex, followed to a shocking climax of an unholy existence. In Hot Blood is a motion picture that is ripped in violence and perversion. One that you will not want to miss. One that you will never forget. It is different. This is a story of different people seeking a different kind of pleasure. A pleasure that is welcomed only in hot blood. These are the sensualists who are at their best when they are among their own. This is a story of people living in their own world, one of sight and touch, of a life that can have only one ending.
"Ouch," said the hooker.
Back when he was in that.
doesn't love you, Mr. President.
He learned how to kill at 11 miles an hour, such a deadly speed. 11 miles an hour, at the time and place of greed. They pulled their limousine down Elm Street, snowing green. Let the doctor shower at 11 miles an hour. JFK went down to Dallas, Cruising heels in the oil palace. I'm from the country, but he was unafraid. He would wave to the people from a passing motorcade at 11 miles an hour, such a deadly speed. 11 miles an hour, at the time and place of greed. They pull their limousine down Elm Street, slowly clean. Let the doctor shower.
So good about this all of a sudden.
Disgustingly true. No symbolism, just realism. A Freudian Mondo Kane.
No, Connie, no!
Oh, crap! It's on fire! They have slain them by the sword. They have hung them by ropes. They have chopped their heads off by guillotines. They have burned them at the stake. They have drowned them in rivers. They have hated them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's what they hate.
I reached for the paperweight on his desk, crept a little closer, and then...
Keating, put that down!
You fool! hard on the side of the head. His body dropped to the floor and I bent over him. My heart was pounding against my chest. Something in the back of my mind kept driving me on. A voice kept saying, "Kill him! You're a murderer! Kill him!" I don't know why, but I struck him again.
Yeah. tough guy, and you like to show it, but you hide from me, cause you're all taught. Yeah, you tough guy, you better run and hide. Yeah, you're all taught, you're not a tough guy at all.
Motion picture tells a story about a different kind of world and of the animals that resemble people. Bed of Violence is different. Greed and jealousy are their words. Possession is their goal. Violence is their way of life. They sin among themselves for the pleasures of the poor. An act of murder, the searching for a place in their world. The lust for life. This is the violence. Love is laid to rest between the sheets of life.
But she ain't in no condition to really use it the way it should be used.
She's my cousin.
Well, that didn't stop my cousin.
The sheets are stained with the sins of the passion.
Oh, God!
She didn't like me digging ditches. She told me so. Said I should find a job with more respect. So I bought me some fancy britches and found a job where I could wear white collars round my neck. I did everything for her to satisfy, even better than I did expect. When I got the boss's job, we were living high. And I bought more white collars for my neck. Yes, I wore white collars every day. Bought her everything that caught her eye. Chauffeured limousines, not Chevrolets. Folks said I should retire by 35. Well, I guess the sweet smell of success led her astray. The man she made of me, she wanted no more. Too much time I spent working, left her too much time to play. But my jealous hand showed her she'd play no more. When a man is on the run from town to town, his mind don't think quick as before. They found what I overlooked and tracked me down. Stains on the white collars that I wore. Now I'm back digging ditches till I die. Collars that I wear get no respect. Round my neck. If they just give me another. try. I'd never wear white collars round my eyes.
What are you looking at?
I was married once to Betty Lou, and twice to Carol Sue. Those doggone women nearly drove me mad. I got hallucination blues. I started using LSD. It gave me quite a kick. Better than booze and easy to use, but it made me mentally sick. I'm on my way to Waffle Prison, got the monkey off my back. I'm on my way to Waffle Prison, and I won't be coming back. I took some knives and I killed my wife. I took off in the night. The LSD were offering me. I didn't know what I'd done. Until in court my case was heard, the sentence I got was life. I'm on my way to Waffle Prison, got the monkey off my back. I'm on my way to Waffle Prison, and I won't be coming back. If you ever attempt to use LSD, think about this story I've told. Bringing ruin and strife, maybe cost you your life, and use up all you go. I'm on my way to Waffle Prison, got the monkey off my back. I'm on my way to Waffle Prison, and I won't be coming back. LSD made a wreck of me. LSD made a wreck of me. LSD made a wreck of me, and I won't be coming back.
And you know, the best kind of neighbors try to talk with each other about important things, because there's so much to try to understand, so much to understand. Some things I don't understand. Some things are scary and sad. Sometimes I even get bad when I'm mad. Sometimes I even get glad.
Tonight, all the hookers are trying to pull your coat, and the pimps reach out to
just keep a moving right on through.
You know, you're gonna get arrested the way those pants fit around your thighs. Oh, come back, honey. Don't leave now.
Oh. Hey, Ava. Come here. Let me talk to you for a second. Give me that gun.
Cops come.
Okay, fine. Can't sleep here. Oh, Jesus, guy's a mess.
Well, he's just a drunk. Come on, pick him up.
Well, his mama told him not to go. Little sister told him to. But the poor boy just didn't listen. Like he should. That's too bad. He hitchhiked all the way from Burbank. Now he's gonna end up in the drunk tank. Some old man said, yeah, well, that's just the way it goes down in Hollywood.
Down in Hollywood.
Hope that you don't run out of gas.
Down in Hollywood.
They flag you out your car. And literally kick your ass.
It's this glittering, glamorous, wonderful world with all of its siren songs of enter in here, you pointed-headed idiots, and let me entertain you with absolute nonsensical Satanism and demonism, make you think it's fun. Come into this movie marquee and let me show you about exorcism and multiple personalities and demon possession. Think about murder and viscera being exposed and dismemberment. Forget the pain. It's fun. You giggle as you watch a guy blown backwards through a 10-story window and fall on the pavement. Probably deserve it, stupid. He was dumb. Like the guy in the Western that pulled out a pistol and shot a big fat guy with a mouthful of food that slithered down over his belly. Somebody said, what did you do that for? He said, I didn't like the way he was eating. Now watch the reaction.
Cool.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We get twisted, don't we?
What are you going to do?
We get turned.
Yeah, if we're lucky, we do. Oh, listen to Garner Ted Armstrong's lip-smacking entertainment guide. Sounds like his seekers got him cable. No wonder I'm falling under the sway of the dark side of the Church of the Subgenius. And I'm being pushed in the same inexorable direction by society around me. I'm stewing in a pressure cooker, and I'm not the only one, thanks to our country's great legacy of violence. When you get down to it, Uncle Sam is a major type A stress casualty himself, and I have it on good authority that he beats that eagle.
Why, you little...
Yeah, Americans embrace the ideals of frontier justice, but pink society forces us to keep those baser instincts in check. Just a little wife beating and child abusing permitted. Oh, but that ain't enough of an outlet for most of them. I sure know it isn't enough for me. I tell you, Seekers, even I feel the lunar pulls on my fragile psyche urging me lemming-like over the edge. And it's a wonder sometimes I don't just fold like origami and go on that long-overdue 5-state kill spree. Oh, I've got one coming, and nobody's gonna stop me. But the power of Bob can delay it. I know in my cold, anthracite little heart that I can hold on until X Day, when Bob's gonna turn all of our subgenius membership cards into hunting licenses the day before the saucers come. And the way time flies, it'll be here before you can lock and load. And I know who I'm setting my sights for. Oh, but guns aren't my preferred choice. I like Tura Satana's hands-on technique myself. It's got that personal touch when you pound some pink into veal. Ooh, and I'm itching to do it. Because even within this deceptively demure little Yeti girl rages a vengeful killer ape, and I'm finally bored with just hurting myself. Oh, that's not an outlet anymore. I want to rip some heads off for a change and see what's really inside a man. Oh, but some people are too candy-ass to put their three fists where their mouths are, and the only substitute for no lead in the pencil is a bullet in the barrel. Nothing like a hot gun in your pocket to bolster that sagging self-image, is there? Firepower is a pink way of handling stress, and the redneck families know it. Oh, this Christmas, little pink faces will light up as they tear the bright gift wrap off their first guns, and hey, Mom, a box of ammo is a good babysitter. But let's get some halftime credits out of the way before we break down and go on that kill spree. First we heard Was Not Was in their JFK opus, 11 Miles an Hour. Then the violence intro and theme from Faster Pussycat. The In Hot Blood preview from Twisted Sex Trailers No. 1. Then Lou Reed's Video Violence. Beat Me Senseless by the Circle Jerks. Some hick named Paul Hampton with your basic skater's waltz. Then Uptight did Initiation from the West German Godsmell comp. The Bed of Violence preview from Twisted Sex Trailers No. 2. A lovely country and western wife-killing ballad, White Collars by Paul Ritchie. Mr. Rogers, Oh, and another corn bun classic, this one with a surprising drug theme, LSD Made a Wreck of Me by some unknown balladeer. Then on the crack we heard Down in Hollywood by Ry Cooter and Garner Ted Armstrong's Video Violence Entertainment Guide. This is Victory at Sea No. 3. And looking into our immediate future, we're going to be immersed in America's rich contemporary gun culture. And if we can find us some color-coordinated sidearms, we'll take a trip through serial killers' land. Oh, it seems to me the chicks have to even up the body count. Oh, and on the way we'll be hearing Buy a Gun by the Pink Lincolns, Jiminy Pistol by Malamuck, The Maniacs Are Loose from Mondo Movies, Time Bomb by Das Clown, and a short bit from that classic of Paranoia, The President's Analyst. Then while the music's playing, I'll pack us some ham sandwiches until we can score some human flesh to eat.
After 4 years in the Marine Corps? No.
That's what I thought. Punk ass.
You never tell.
Go ahead, be a hero.
Oops.
I'm gonna kill you, you miserable son of a...
Hey, fun boys, get the room.
How is there one difference establishing your gun point. You put your gun straight into the line between the eight and the low house, and after you've gotten it in that position, move it a yard towards eight. For a right-handed shooter, this prevents you from shooting your gun in a jerk, and you have a little better chance of moving your gun smoothly with the target.
Oh, you got me.
You never tell. Let's get going.
The world's first horror movie made in hallucinogenic hypnovision. Hallucinogenic horrors not only on the screen, but in the audience all around you. It's a hallucinogenic nightmare. You are put in the middle of the picture with bloodthirsty maniacs all around you. Not only on the screen, but live maniacs in the audience. All over the theater, looking for victims. Homicidal maniacs escape from an asylum. They terrorize a community. Gullible, love-starved women become their prey. And you'll see these same bloodthirsty maniacs in the audience all around you, alive. For the thrill of your life, see the maniacs are loose.
And now...
Time bomb waiting home. Time bomb ticking on your screen. Time bomb ready to blow. Time bomb set in the office. Time bomb set in the mall. Time bomb driving the freeway. Time bomb ready to go. Temperature rising. Time bomb ready to go. Gears grinding, mind grinding. Time bomb ready to blow. Steam building, eyes bulging. Time bomb ready to go. Sweat breaking, hands shaking. Look out, it's gonna blow. Time bomb set the TV. Time bomb set the parade. Time bomb set the orphan. Time bomb taking away. Time bomb in elevation. Time bomb set the train. Time bomb sit in your bed. Time bomb blow your way. Emotion explosion. Time bomb ready to go. Fight to society. Time bomb ready to go. Brain bending, knees trembling. Time bomb waiting to go. Veins popping, head dropping. Look out, it's gonna blow.
Time bomb. Time bomb. Time bomb. Time bomb. Time bomb.
Getting back to what I was saying about us,
being liberals. I meant that we're liberals in the same tradition as the president.
Did I tell you we voted for him?
Yes. When I say liberal, of course, I don't mean left-wingers or anything like that.
No.
I mean, you know, we're for civil rights.
Oh, well, the president will be very pleased to hear that.
Oh, that's great. If I do say so, it took a little courage. The Bullocks next door, real right-wingers. American flag up every day. Real fascists. Ought to be gassed. You know the type.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Brother, the fight they put up. That I told them. These are liberal times.
Hey, Dad, you want the Magnum 357 in the house?
Darn it, Bing, I told you not to play around with my guns. No, I do not want that in the house. That is my car gun. My house gun is already in the house. Now put that right back in the glove compartment and don't let me catch you fooling with my guns again.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Great kid.
I thought you said you were an accountant.
I am. What do you have all of these guns around then? You know.
Clean sector.
What was it that drove this young man to seek out women? Was it revenge? Or pleasure? Or was it a strange compulsion? Something within him, something stronger than the self-control he sought, drove him relentlessly on a restless search to make contact with many different women. He tried many ways to overcome his strange compulsion, but each attempt ended in further frustration.
Believe me, I fight the impulse. I fight and fight and fight it, but sometimes it's too much and I've got to give in to it.
Can he be satisfied with just looking? Or must he go further with the object of his interest? What strange compulsion is it that separates the mild deviant from the potential killer? What prompts a man in one moment of anger to risk his career, his life?
I can still hear mocking laughter. I felt as though I was stripped naked as I ran.
Is he one of many or of a tortured few? You decide when you see Strange Compulsion.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. At 10:29 this evening, three inmates of the state asylum for the criminally insane successfully made their escape after slaying five guards and hurling the 20-foot barbed wire wall that surrounds the institution. Authorities have identified the escapees as Herbie Click, Keith Rogers, and Gary Barcroft. Complete descriptions of these men will be broadcast at a later hour. Residents of the Topanga Canyon are hereby warned to be on the lookout for the three escaped mental patients. Any information leading to their whereabouts should immediately be forwarded to Chief Patton at District Headquarters or to this radio station. Do not, we repeat, do not on any account attempt to apprehend these men on your own. They are armed and extremely dangerous. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
For the first time in motion picture history, see the side of a city you never expected to see before. Shocking the screen with a confidential expose of the Go-Go set. For the first time in motion picture history, see the side of a city you never expected to see before. Shocking the screen with a confidential expose of the Go-Go set. The lurid lives and love. The wild and wanton all-night parties where anything goes. It's bestial back streets where lust and murder run amok.
You are cheap!
People are no good.
People are no good.
I hate you. You're no good. I'm gonna kill you. Hey. Kill you!
The thrill killers. Homicidal maniacs on a bloody rampage of horror. Hungry axes bursting for the blood of the living. Thrill killers. Starring Cash Flagg as Mad Dog Click, kill crazy psychopathic maniacs who would do anything for a kick. Maniacs with a gun. The Thrill Killers with Liz Renee, love-starved nymphomaniac whose insatiable passions drove men to the very brink of hell. Fly with Mad Dog Click and the Head Choppers 3 as they blaze a terror trail of manipulating evil in one of the sin cities of the world. Cash Flagg, Liz Renee, The Thrill Killers.
Veni Proibite. The story of some of the world's most exotic and desirable women. A motion picture that takes you to their secret haunts, doing the things that are looked upon by other women in shame and scorn. This is a story that reaches deep within the innermost regions of the mind of women and reveals for the first time why women want to do things that are considered sinful by modern standards. What type of women drive men of all ages to ruin and shame? See the vicious way in which women use their sex to destroy the very essence of man. Violence driven by the uncontrollable passion for sin. Men commit murder to satisfy their thirst for women they can never possess. The devil's disciples, taking the form of the forbidden beauties, out to destroy the souls of man. Why do beautiful women, women who have all and more that they can want, choose the way of life of the unnatural love goddess? See this in the never-before-shown motion picture, Venere Proibite, the passion and violence of the caged women dancing for the love of another's man.
Well, I don't know about you, Seekers, but my appetite for carnal, savage brutality certainly has been whetted for one night. But if you haven't had enough, Tough Rocks, this is where the flues gives you the dry hustle as per usual and tucks you in. Here's hoping that this little riot and cell block slack can hold you over until the real satisfying violence the next day. And if you'd like to know more about that, you can always turn to subgenius.com. Good night, Seekers.